Ridership on SEPTA buses has been declining over the past few years, and to win back commuters, the transit agency proposes a comprehensive redesign of its bus network. As Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly reports, SEPTA's redesign effort will follow guidelines set by an influential transit thinker.
SEPTA has never before completely overhauled its bus network. There have been tweaks here and there, but nothing this big. So, SEPTA hired a consultant, Jarrett Walker, to come up with a framework for rethinking all of their bus routes. Walker sounds more like a philosopher than a planner.
We're all imprisoned to relative degrees, where the walls of our prison are the limits of where we could get to in a reasonable amount of time. When we expand where people can get to in a particular amount of time, that's not only access to jobs and opportunity, but in a more fundamental sense, it's expanding people's freedom.
SEPTA will consider dozens of changes to how its buses run. Long routes may be shortened, loopy lines may be straightened, the old transfer fees might end, and new bus-only lanes might begin. Everything is on the table. But a complete rethink of when and where SEPTA's buses run doesn't mean everything is going to change.
Inevitably, you end up putting back something that looks 70 to 90% like the existing network, but the goal is not that. The goal is to draw a new network from today's needs only, so that you know when you're done that your network is not about history, it's about the present.
Philly's bus systems will be stuck in the past for a little bit longer. Once SEPTA hires a consulting team this winter, the redesign will take 2 to 3 years of planning and then even more time to execute. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.